You are listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Adults affected by ADHD will be helped to succeed, enjoying their life in the process. Hosted by Abigail Werf, coach, author, and speaker. Abigail's focus is helping adults with ADHD live their best lives professionally and personally.
Hi, I'm Abigail, and I'm an ADHD coach who works with adults, college students, and couples affected by ADHD. Aside from this podcast, I'm the author of the book Forget Perfect, How to Succeed in Your Profession and Personal Life Even If You Have ADHD. I bring up the book because the title is my approach to this podcast, Forget Perfect. My goal is to provide you with information and suggestions to help you have a better life, but the information is of no help to you unless it gets to you. So bear with me on any mistakes, do-overs, or sound issues. I'm not going for perfect. I'm going for getting this information out to you in a timely manner. Today's topic is about letting go of people and things that don't serve you. Hopefully, as time goes on, you change and continue to change forever. This is what growth is all about, constant change. Without change, growth stops. Also, hopefully, as you grow and change, you continue to move in a forward or upward direction. As this happens, you will grow into things and grow out of things. Often, though, we don't learn to shed the things that we have outgrown, and they can either hold us back or pull us back. For example, friendships. Some friendships we grow into and other friendships we grow out of. I have found this especially true if we are growing from a place of negativity towards a place of positivity. When we feel bad about ourselves, sometimes our friends reflect that feeling. We may be friends with people who reinforce our negative feelings or even pull us down further. Misery loves company, the saying goes. If we start to grow towards a more positive outlook, those old friends might try to pull us backward. Not because they are bad people, but because negativity is the only place they know to dwell and don't want to be left behind. If we are not vigilant, we can be seduced backward when we are finally making forward progress. It is often easier to fall backward than sustained forward movement. This also includes things and behaviors that are pulling us backward. In my more depressed days, I used to wear a lot of black. Nothing wrong with that, except I was wearing it for a reason. I was in a state of mourning, I think. I still occasionally wear all black, but it is no longer because of mourning, but because that is what's left clean in my wardrobe before laundry day. As my outlook became sunnier, so did my clothes. Same with friends and colleagues. As I felt better about myself, I began to surround myself with more positive people and less negative people. People have extraordinary power over those they are in a relationship with, no matter the type of relationship it is. For example, in general, we like to please people, and this influences our actions. This could cause you to take actions that are not in alignment with how you are moving your life forward. This can be detrimental. Do you have relationships with people who make you feel less than? I had a friend from childhood that was nice, but I left all of our interactions feeling bad about myself or less than. As I started to become more positive, the bad feelings I had about myself when I was around her or after being around her became magnified. I realized I needed to shed myself of the relationship. I did this by just letting us drift apart. Years ago, there was a lot of talk about toxic relationships. Are you in any toxic relationships? If so, you need to get out of them if you can. If you can't, then you need to set boundaries to minimize the impact they have on your life. There is no reason to hold on to people, things, or behaviors that move you backward, not forward. And I know you want to move forward, otherwise you would not be listening to this podcast. We owe it to ourselves to try and situate ourselves in the best possible position. This means getting rid of people, things, and behaviors that no longer serve us or may even be holding us back. You are working hard to improve your life. Don't let things that could jeopardize your forward progress stop you just because letting go of people, things, and behaviors is hard. And I know that it is really hard, but it is something we must do to move forward because we can't let things that pull us back influence our life. It's not safe. Well, that's it for today. To find out more about ADHD, go to my website, www.abigailwerf.com, where you can find other podcast episodes, my blog posts, free giveaways, and more information on living with ADHD. To contact me, just fill out the contact form on the website. Again, that's www.abigailwerf.com. Or you can call 24/7 1-844-ADD-ADHD. That's 1-844-ADD-ADHD. Or numerically, that's 1-844-233-2343. 1-844-233-2343. Back with a new topic next week, and take care.
Thanks for listening to Survive and Thrive, Managing Life with Adult ADHD. Come back next week for a new episode. For show notes and free stuff, go to abigailwerf.com.